The Biden election was certified by Congress, and what did Wall Street think? It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 7th day of January. Thanks again for being here. In other business news, items you might consider buying, we have a list. A new vaccine in Brazil made the news. We've got a stimulus check update. If you've noticed some quietness, might it be because President Trump is locked out of social media? We've got the Wall Street Report and why Desmond Adams of Focus and Find says the way we've been recruiting is old and will not meet the demands of the future. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And yeah, it's already Thursday. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Welcome to the Business News Headlines. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there were all kinds of bets that if a Democrat won the 2020 presidential election, Wall Street would have a fit. So what did happen? U.S. benchmark stock indexes climbed to new records today after Congress confirmed President-elect Joe Biden's election win, offering the prospect of more financial aid for consumers and businesses coping with the coronavirus pandemic. Markets looked past the violent protests by President Donald Trump supporters in Washington just yesterday, and the president promised an orderly transition of power on January 20. Today's positive tone to trading suggests investors were focused on the prospect of a more aggressive fiscal agenda under a new Biden administration. And I'll share those closing numbers with you in just a bit. So let's talk about spending some money, shall we? 2020 was a year that managed to drain our bank accounts even if we didn't make any major purchases. Even back in early February, before the coronavirus boiled over into a global crisis, 47% of Americans found the rising costs of everyday expenses to be a threat on their long-term financial health. Well, Go Banking Rates had this story out today about the things that you might consider buying, big-ticket items, if you can. Let's go. First on the list is a new flat-screen TV. Prices may not be as low as they were, say, on Cyber Monday, but still, if you shop around, you're going to find some amazing deals. And how about furniture? Yeah, we didn't know this, but it seems that furniture retailers released new models in February, which means they're in the midst of getting rid of last year's items. But hey, even last year's model is still new to you, right? Lots of post-holiday returns means that there are plenty of electronics that went back to retailers. Now, many of these unwanted returns end up on third-party discount sites like Bling.com or Secondipity, where they're sold at massive discount. For example, you can get a 52% off on a Dell Latitude 15-inch laptop at Bling. Hey, we're just here to help. And when it's safe, you might take a vacation flight. Many airlines are sweetening lower-cost flights with bonus points. And here's a big spend. How about a new home? While housing prices are rising, the interest rate on a 30-year fixed is at record lows. For example, if you finance a $500,000 home at 3% interest on a 30-year mortgage, you'd end up paying around $1,100 a month versus $1,300, almost $1,400 a month at 4%. And over time, that's a huge savings. But obviously, only if you can swing it, right? The experimental vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech was 78% effective against COVID-19 in late-stage trials in Brazil, the most definitive result so far of the shot's efficacy. The rate is shy of the roughly 95% effectiveness seen in vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna. It wasn't clear how the Brazilian researchers calculated the efficacy rate. The Institute declined to elaborate further, saying it had no information beyond what was released at a press conference. You know, as part of the $900 billion COVID bill signed into law by President Trump, the legislation included stimulus checks for most Americans worth a maximum of $600 per eligible adult and child dependent. After the initial holdup, as the bill awaited the president's signature, the IRS has been busy distributing the money. But there's a problem. The agency has a strict deadline for getting the payments out, and it's fast approaching. Law gives the IRS until January 15th to send out the payments. Those payments could be made via direct deposit into Americans' accounts or by check or debit card. The agency's been at work trying to meet that deadline. As of early this week, the agency indicated it had already distributed around $112 billion directly into people's bank accounts. But still, with a limited amount of time, it's highly likely that many Americans may not receive their payment. Now, if your stimulus check does not come by January 15, the only way you can claim it is to file a tax return for the year 2020. The unfortunate thing is that filing a tax return can be a complicated process, and many of the people who missed out on the first or second check wouldn't ordinarily be required to file one because their income is below the necessary threshold. That means if you don't get your check, you could find yourself doing a lot of paperwork just to claim it. Nothing, it would seem, is easy. Twitch, the streaming service owned by Amazon.com, has suspended President Donald Trump's channel in the wake of violent protests at the Capitol building by some of his supporters. Twitch joins Facebook and Instagram and Twitter in suspending Mr. Trump's accounts until January 20, when Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. NBC News recently reported that nearly half of all Americans are now working from home, and many companies have no plans to bring workers back to the office anytime soon. In fact, tech giants Square, Twitter, and Facebook have more than said that their employees can work from home forever. One top analyst says that this trend is just getting started, and when it comes to work from home, there's no way to put the toothpaste back in the tube. So what does all this mean for business? Well, check out some of these interesting stock results. Zoom, for example, we've all been there, right? Zoom is up 727% this year. Wayfair is up over 1,000% in just 5 months. And get this, Overstock.com is up an incredible 2,300% in just 5 months. Joel Littman says the change in how we work has also changed how we spend money, and that even when the pandemic is over, it's highly unlikely we'll revert to our old ways. Speaking of stocks, following the certification of a Biden win, Wall Street had a party of sorts. The Dow ended the day up by over 211 points to a new record of 31,041. The S&P 500 climbed by over 55 points to settle at 3803. But it was the NASDAQ that surged today by over 326 points to a record 13,041. And finally, there's this. Seattle tops the list of 15 U.S. cities that offered the most opportunity in 2020 based on new data by LinkedIn's Economic Graph team. The study analyzed cities according to the highest average number of hires in open jobs, showing the greatest strength in metro areas ranging from Boston to Provo, Utah. Seattle's biggest boost came from Amazon, which added 427,000 employees worldwide in the first 10 months of last year. Other cities have benefited by attracting out-of-area employers to set up regional operations or from gradual growth among existing employers. And yeah, there are jobs. Speaking of which, the job numbers come out tomorrow morning, and experts suggest the unemployment figure could rise once again. While we're on the jobs issue, coming up and just a click away, you'll hear from author, speaker, and entrepreneur Desmond Adams about the need to do away with the old way of recruiting and embrace a new socially responsible method. Desmond Adams from Focus and Find, coming up next.